I'm coming down. Hang on. Let's see here. I've got two of my favorite things in the entire world here. Salt. Now, you don't need to use too much. I know some of y'all might be tempted to put too much, but yesterday I got a rare treat. I had eggs for breakfast, and guess what I love to put on the eggs?
Salt.
Exactly. And so we go through a lot of this. Don't use too much. And then the other thing is Old Trapper hot and spicy beef jerky. You ever had that? It's spicy. I mean, it's really good. And you know what I like about beef jerky? I can be anywhere. I can be driving down my car, going somewhere, and I can take a piece of beef jerky and eat it. You don't have to refrigerate it. Doesn't go bad. And it's good. It's like a little meal. Now, how come this is meat, right? Where do you put your hamburger meat in your house? Where do you put any meat in your house?
Freezer
or the refrigerator? Why?
Because it will go bad.
It will go bad. Would you eat it if it was rotten?
No.
No, it'd be really bad. How come this is meat? How come it doesn't go bad? It's probably already cooked. That's a tough question. I know this. In the old days, you know how they used to preserve meat? They'd put salt on it. Okay, now two things I want you to think about. The Bible says to Christians, you're to be the light of the world. It says that too. It says you're to be the salt of the earth. Okay, it's in Matthew, I think, chapter 5 or 6. It says you are the salt. Here's what that means. This is what Brother Bill thinks it means. Salt adds flavor. I think as Christians, we ought to add flavor to life. Too many people look at Christians and go, oh, they're so boring. They never have any fun. All they do is read their Bible. No. I don't know. There are some Christians like that. I'm not one of them. I mean, I like get out and have fun. I think you had, like tonight at 5 o'clock, we're going to be in the gym and we're going to be playing volleyball or dominoes or cards. We're going to be having fun. Okay. We're not going to be sitting around reading our Bibles, singing. Nothing wrong. I want you reading your Bibles, but we're going to have a blast. You might find out I'm kind of competitive and I like to win. I spice up games sometimes. Gaga ball. Y'all get in that gaga pit and y'all spice things up there. But Christians are to add flavor. We're to have fun. Jesus is not against fun. Now, the other thing we're to do is we're to be a preservative. Here's what that means. Your friends, your neighbors, might not know Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Without Him, there's no eternal life. We have the message of eternal life. Listen. My body's going to die someday, but I'm not. You know why? It's because Jesus has given me life. And our message is like salt. It gives life. We say, yes, we're going to die, but Jesus is going to give us eternal life. So it's important for us to realize we're to be like salt. We're to tell people the good news of Jesus Christ, but we're also to have fun. And we need to be that way. Too many Christians are not fun, and they're missing the point of being salt. Okay? Now, some of y'all are new. Remember, if you take your outline, you need to get an outline. If you didn't get one, if you fill it out after the service, I have a gift for y'all if you fill it out. You got to pay attention. So be sure.
We know what it is.
I've heard Miss Julie was showing off my gifts. Yeah.
It's the well and
Jonah. Yeah. Well, it might be. Well, there's other things back there as well, and you never know. Jonah may have a friend in there with him. Okay? So you need to pay attention, listen to the sermon. In just a second, I'm going to pray, and then we have a choice of animal crackers or a popsicle. No, it's not a popsicle. It's a sucker. And then fruit snacks, okay? But let's pray first. Everybody bow their... I tell you, we're going to do something weird.
And
we're going to hold hands.
No.
Yeah. This is a sign we're on the team. That's the way I feel, but since I'm in control, I'm going to... All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank for these guys, and I pray that they would be the salt at their school, and they'd give life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, get your gift. I mean, your...